Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. As always, I am so very honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. And as always, I give my new listeners background information about myself. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master, certified aromatherapist. I am a holistic life coach, certified metaphysician, energy medicine practitioner, author, and Blog Talk radio show host, and now a YouTube host living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to give the reason for developing the show. I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, universal laws, and cultural, political, and social issues as well. And for tonight's show, we have a wonderful guest. Last week, we had two special guests. Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic, and our guests will join us at around 7:15. The topic tonight is the journey of your soul, healing wisdom from the Akashic Records. And Ms. Rebecca Lafferty is our honored guest this evening. Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion, and only one caller at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness. And I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and the purpose for my show is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, we had two topics. One was on Gambler's Folly, and the guest was Ms. Melly Miller. And she discussed her book, her wonderful book. And our second guest was Ms. Essie Freed. And she discussed the I Am Healthy Holistic Expo, which the Spiritual Living Center is hosting this coming Saturday, March 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We had 13 live listens and 5 callers. However, in only 1 week, we have had 139 downloads, which means 139 people have downloaded the show, and more are continuing to download last week's program. And I'm so very thankful to you. And since October 22nd, 2012, which is when the show debuted, we've had 44,231 listens, which includes live calls, and this is in only 16 months. Now, remember, if you can't join us live on Monday evenings, you can always go to the website, and you can hear all of the shows which are archived. As I stated last a few moments ago, last week's show, we had two wonderful guests. And what I usually do is I give a recap of the previous week's show. So for last week, we had Ms. Miller, and she discussed her highly acclaimed novel, Gambler's Folly. And in 2013, she earned the BBFBP Award, which is the Beverly Bernstein Facebook Page Award, for the most artistic 2013 author and the multifaceted jewel from Freedom Link. Gambler's Folly is her first book with Siren Bookstrand. And we talked about what inspired her. Millie has a very, very wonderful story. She grew up on a small farm, and while growing up on a small farm, she was able to really, really be very creative in her thinking. And what she did is she brought some of the characters that she created while growing up on the farm to life with her writings. And The Gambler's Folly is one such instance in which she was able to recreate some of the characters that she had mentally created as a child and bring them to life in this wonderful book. So if you want to hear more about the show, please go to the archived show for last week. And Millie's telephone number is 706-423-9341. Again, her telephone number is 706-423-9341. And you can also go to her author page, which is www.bookstrand.com/Millie-Miller. And you can get more information from her author's page. So feel free to go to her author's page and find out a lot more about this very wonderful, dynamic writer and author. Now, Essie Freed is a Living Spiritual Center facilitator for the Living Spiritual Center located in Atlanta, Georgia. And she discussed the wonderful upcoming expo that the center is sponsoring. And the name of the expo is I Am Healthy Holistic Expo. And that expo is going to be on March 1st, this coming Saturday. And internationally known speakers are going to present cutting-edge information to give the listeners tools and the people in the audience tools for living a better life. And Jill Waddell is the Special Events Director. And to get more information, you can go to the website, www.slc-atlanta.org. Again, the website is www.slc-atlanta.org. Or you can call Jill at 404-793-8083. Again, Jill's number is 404-793-8083. I'm just going to give a brief recap of the people who are going to be there on Saturday as presenters. Brenda Cobb, well-known author and founder of the Living Food Institute, is going to be one of the speakers. And she healed herself of breast and cervical cancer in 1999 without surgery, chemo, or radiation, and has developed programs to heal all types of diseases naturally. So join her as she shares how you can stop illness from manifesting and heal any disease, no matter how serious. Also learn the five most important things you must do to create the health you deserve and what type of nutrition can keep you healthy for a lifetime. Another one of the presenters is Dr. B. Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, Sirius, medicine man to Michael Beckwith. And you know Michael Beckwith was in the DVD, The Secret. And he's, Dr. Sirius is a certified metaphysician, and he will present his topic, release physical and mental parasites and stop being a host to unwanted guests. So that sounds very, 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 very interesting. So are you aware that these energy vampires create toxicity, disease, and drain our life force on all levels? And did you know that parasites are usually misdiagnosed as other diseases? And are you aware that most of the remedies for parasites are actually making the strong ones even stronger? Did you know that parasites are not just physical, but can also be unresolved emotions, feelings, and outdated subconscious programs? And have you ever heard of superbugs? If you answered no to any of these questions, don't miss the presentation that will expose this modern epidemic. And Sirius will also present an active workshop on vibrational healing. And Louise Hay House, certified facilitator, Greta Counts, will present on Love Yourself, Heal Your Life. Again, Louise Hay, certified facilitator, Greta Counts, is going to present on Love Yourself, Heal Your Life. And Greta is my business coach, so she is absolutely phenomenal. And you will be so inspired and motivated after listening to her. And Playman Rousseff, who is a certified integral coach and soulful breathwork practitioner, is going to present on the unexpected possibilities accessible through the breath, such as stress, anxiety, relief, peace of mind, mental clarity, emotional healing or release, spiritual connection, integration, and wholeness. And another topic is brain spotting. Brain spotting is a revolutionary healing model for rapid and effective change and will be explained and demonstrated by certified brain spotting facilitator Cynthia Schwartzberg of Syntheus. No matter what your issue or desire for movement and change is, this tool can be applied and be useful. And other presentation topics will include food and inflammation, the seven sins of nutrition, color rainbow therapy, Tai Chi, Tai Kanina, a meditative chanting, fun process to encourage relaxation, a meditation, EFT, which is the Emotional Freedom Technique Workshop, and more. Again, if you want to get more information about this, you can go to the website, www.slc-atlanta.org. And the VIP pass for speakers can be purchased online for $50 in advance and $75 at the door. Again, the advance price for this wonderful series of workshops on March 1st, next Saturday, is $50 in advance and $75 at the door. And this event takes place at the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta, which is at 1730 Northeast Expressway Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday, March 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we will also have the opportunity, if you come to the workshops, to be able to experience different healing modalities and products from vendors and massage therapies and body workers. And I'm going to be there. One of my businesses is in, I'm a certified aromatherapist, and I have a product that eliminates all kinds of stress from the body. So I will be there, and hopefully I will meet some of you live. So, again, if you want more information about this wonderful event, you can contact Ms. Jill Waddell, and Jill's telephone number is 404-793-8083. Again, her telephone number is 404-793-8083, or you can go to the website, which is www.slc-atlanta.org. Okay, so hopefully we will see you next Saturday or this coming Saturday. It's an event that you will not want to miss. And there are going to be some really powerful people there giving you wonderful information. So tonight I am very honored to have the opportunity to introduce to you Ms. Rebecca Lafferty. And tonight's topic is The Journey of Your Soul, Healing Wisdom from the Akashic Records. Rebecca Lafferty is a transformational coach, energy healer, and inspirational speaker who is very committed to raising her clients' level of awareness so they can begin living a life in alignment with their soul's purpose. Rebecca assists awakened individuals with insight about their soul's journey through the Akashic Records so they can step into their abundance, purpose, and power. Rebecca has a background in psychology, human development, and family studies, and an executive MBA. Rebecca is also a certified soul realignment practitioner and soul realignment for business and financial abundance. Her wisdom encompasses expanding one's consciousness, the dynamics and the effect of family, relationships, and navigating the journey of entrepreneurship. Rebecca works with clients via Akashic Record readings, individual coaching sessions, inspirational classes, and workshops. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia, with her partner, Joel, and their clowder of kitties. And if you want to contact Rebecca, we're going to give you her information throughout the show, but her telephone number is 678-521-7178. Again, her telephone number is 678-521-7178. Her website is www.yoursacredtruth.com. Again, her website is www.yoursacredtruth.com. Her email is rebecca@yoursacredtruth.com. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in Rebecca to join us. Greetings, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good, Jamila. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be with you tonight.
It's such an honor to have you on the show. I mean, I tell people, too, it's a long E, like Jamila, a long E. People say Jamila. I said, no, it's Jamila. It's Jamila. So your background is so, so impressive, and I know that there are going to be people who would like to talk with you about the Akashic Records because I've had other people on the show, and that's a very, very hot topic, and people love asking questions about it and finding out more and how to get more into alignment. So your background is a little similar to mine in terms of psychology. I didn't go the MBA route, but I find it so fascinating when someone who has a background in linear thinking, like finance, and with an MBA, who's able to do such a wonderful job as you have, in terms of combining the two. And what I want to do, because I know people always send me leading questions about what they would like to talk about, and what I usually do, I scan over those. But I want this to be very, very, very personal and very unscripted. So what led you to this field and your background? Where did you grow up, and how did you become interested in holistic health and primarily the Akashic Records? Like I said, because your background is very different, one would not think someone who has an executive MBA and who has done some HR work too would be really interested in this kind of field, the holistic metaphysical field. So what I would like for you to do is just give us some background information about you in terms of where you grew up and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in the Midwest, and I grew up in a very rural area, a lot of farms, and it was in a small town called Mexico, Missouri, population 12,000. And it was very interesting upbringing, and I think a lot of times healers will choose to incarnate in families that do provide a lot of contrast for them. So it was a very interesting experience growing up in my family. I did feel very misplaced a lot of times, but, you know, there was a lot of values that were taught to me by my parents, and I think that was extremely beneficial, and those will always stay with me, as well as an appreciation for nature. Growing up in my family, I did have the desire to go deeper to explore myself and also the family system, because it did feel very different for me. So that's why I chose to go into the human development and family studies when I went to get my degree in psychology. And again, I think a lot of people are doing that when they go into psychology, is to learn more about themselves, mm-hmm. as well mm-hmm. as figure out the family systems and others in their lives around them. So it did allow me to really go deep into personality structures and why people think the way they do. And I didn't know it at the time, but that was actually going to come in very handy for when I did step into this work. And I loved the psychology aspect of it. And I did social work when I first got my undergraduate degree, and that was very interesting as well. I worked with kids who had severe emotional disturbances. And in my family of origin, my mother did have a daycare, so I grew up around a lot of children, and she did foster care for kids who also had severe emotional disturbances. So I really started off in that field because I did feel drawn to healing. Mm-hmm. But again, I didn't know I was a healer, and I didn't resonate with that at that time. But after a while, I did find that energetically it was draining, and I also didn't find there were a lot of resources for the families and the children. So after a couple of years, I shifted a little bit, and I went more towards business, because I also do have a very logical, analytical, intellectual side, and I found that lent itself to business management, accounting, and things like that. So I did go back to school and get my executive MBA, and I started a small business when I graduated, and I did have that for 5 years. And that was doing high-end ponds, streams, waterfalls. And I did have that business with my brother, and that was really powerful. We did healing gardens, and we did focus on the transformative side of creating those beautiful landscapes, you know, for a person and their outdoor living spaces. And I really liked that. But I did, mm-hmm. I again was missing the spiritual aspect, and mm-hmm. I had always felt that calling, and I wanted to really find a way to blend the psychology, the business, and then what had always been missing, which was the spiritual piece. So mm-hmm. When the housing market crashed, I actually decided to get out of the landscaping business, and I worked a corporate job for a couple years, and I really, again, was able to explore contrast and see what I don't want, because again, it was just too much towards the business side and didn't allow me to connect into my truth. So mm-hmm. I took a year off, and I really went deep into really trying to get in touch with my soul's purpose and why I'm here, and really start to focus in on that, because I'd always been searching. And was very much a seeker of truth, and again, the intellectual side of things allowed me to explore all of those, but I really wanted to find that missing piece of the puzzle. And so by following the crumbs that the universe had put before me, I subscribed to something called Daily OM, and I saw in there something about the Akashic records and finding your soul's purpose. So I did have a reading done with someone, and I was really intrigued by that. And so after a little bit of time, I did find the modality that I'm certified in, which is soul realignment, and started going deeper and decided to pursue that, and really was fascinated because there was a profound shift in my consciousness by really taking myself out of the, you know, anthill vantage point and going up to more of a bird's eye view of how the universe works and, you know, who we are at soul level and really diving deep into all of that. And so once I started on that journey and I did see that my soul purpose was that of love and healing, relationships and healing, I really never looked back. And I've always felt like I've been on path. So it's just, it's been an amazing journey. And, you know, for the first time in my life, I really feel like I'm aligned with my truth. And so I just continue to expand upon that. And it's been very, very powerful.
That's wonderful. So for the listening audience, people in the audience, they may ask themselves, how do you know when you're aligned perfectly? How does one know that? Because you said that you came to that realization.
What
don't you know on a metaphysical, spiritual level that you're definitely in alignment with your soul's purpose?
You feel it energetically. I mean, I do have the information from the Akashic records that, you know, tell me my soul's vibrational spectrum. What are the energies that I'm working with? So I do have that knowledge, but just from an energetic standpoint, when someone sees me giving a workshop or talking about awareness and consciousness and really going deeper in that, I light up. I almost have a glow about me, and I can just feel it energetically that I'm not being drained, but I almost have like an expansion. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we feel when we are aligned in that. Now, some of us will only get small glimpse of that. I know I was at a networking event a couple weeks ago, and I brought several clients with me and some friends, and I had multiple people come up to me afterwards, and they were like, you were so alive and on fire when you were talking about what you do and how you serve others. And so I think comparing that and contrasting that to when I was in a corporate job where, you know, it was really hard for me to go to work every day. I wasn't looking forward to that. It was draining. I would get sick. You know, there's just such a contrast with that. And I would do the work that I'm doing now, whether I got paid for it or not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's ultimately the conclusion that I came to. It's like I've been doing transformational coaching my whole life. I just wasn't aware of that's what I was doing. I always had people come to me for guidance and wisdom and assistance in their life. And so combining that with the Akashic records and having that database that I can access to confirm some of those things that a person will feel subconsciously, but they can't quite put their finger on why, has been extremely powerful in helping others shift. And you know, every time I do a reading and every time I work with someone, I'm not only healing them, I'm also healing aspects of
That is so wonderful. I am so impressed with that. So when you have clients come to you, do you do a traditional assessment?
I do. When you say a traditional, you mean like a personality, a profile traditional?
Or, you know, like an intake and all of that, the traditional things that most psychotherapists do, because I used to do that too. Or do you do something different in terms of, since you incorporate the Akashic records in your sessions with clients?
I don't do anything in terms of like a personality assessment. I am very familiar with a lot of those, but mm-hmm. I don't. I am actually looking at who a person is at soul level. So whenever I access their Akashic record, I'm actually able to provide a lot of information to them without having any prior knowledge or any of the personality assessments or intakes. Now, when I do coaching, I do combine the two, and I will have a person go deeper into their values and, you know, aspects of their life that they would like to shift and things like that. But, no, I don't have a psychotherapy assessment prior to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those people, because my listening audience has been exposed to the Akashic Record information on a few occasions, but for those people who are new to the show, can you explain, Rebecca, exactly what the Akashic Records are? And because people might say, well, I want to go to an office and see if I can have them look up my records, because they make it that it's a literal kind of thing when it's not.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Can you explain? Yeah.
Sure. The Akashic Records are a vast energetic database that record all choices. Every thought, every word, deed, and emotion creates an energetic ripple that resonates out through the fabric of time and space. So those energetic state changes are essentially recorded in the Akashic Records. And some people will call this a metaphysical library, the Hall of Records, the mind of God, collective consciousness, and the book of life. So there are many different names for the Akashic Records, but basically we are all surrounded by the Akasha field, and it is fifth dimensional in nature. So when you think about the aspect of multidimensionality, we are third dimensional in our physical. We are fourth dimensional at the level of thought and ego. And then we are fifth dimensional at the level of our higher self, as well as the spiritual realm, which is where the Akashic Records exist. So if you were to condense all of those layers, they would exist in the exact same space. The densest would be the third dimensional at the bottom. The less dense is the fourth above that, and then the fifth dimension. But they are all around us all the time. So when I go to the Akashic Records, I don't go up there. Because they are around us, and we are a part of the records, just like we have a soul. It just is.
It's wonderful. So when you access that information, are you seeing actual books? Because I've had some people who see, like, rows and rows of, like, being in a library and they're seeing these, like, huge books, and their guides are pulling out information and showing them information. How do you access the records?
I do a meditation, and I do visualize in my mind's eye a very vast library with the records and the books, and then I do give the specific information to make sure that I locate the appropriate soul. So I do look at a person's current name, their name at birth, their place of birth, and their date of birth so that I can validate that I have the appropriate person. My guides who are in the records with me do pull that record, and then from there I have a very structured kind of protocol that I use, because as you can imagine, if the Akashic Records are everything that has ever been for every soul who's ever lived, that's a mm-hmm. tremendous amount of information. And I don't ever go to the records on a fishing expedition because it's very specific in terms of the information that I want to access, because I really want to pull the information that will allow a person to have more depth about who they are at soul level, so that they can start living their spiritual beingness and their human experience, rather than being the human being having a spiritual experience. So mm-hmm. it needs to be practical information that they could use. So I don't need to know every time period they've ever lived. I really just want to know, how can I help them step into their divinity, what is their soul's purpose, and also what are some of the blocks and restrictions from past choices that they've made in past lives that are energetically affecting them today. So it's very succinct information that's going to come forward, because it's going to be anything that is still affecting them today, or it won't show up in their records. And so it is a very specific modality, and that's what I like about soul realignment, is it does help you kind of focus in on specifically what you're looking for, so that you're not just pulling lots of different information, you know, that's not relevant to them.
So how is this different than a psychic reading, and can one change the information in the records?
A person, when you say change information, you mean in the future, or change information that's currently stored there from what's being recorded now in the past?
What, say, for instance, if you were to access my record and it showed some information that could be impending information about my life, but I, after hearing it, I decide that I want to do something different. Can I do something in the present to alter the course of fate?
Absolutely, because you have free will. And when I am accessing information about who a person is, I'm not going to give them fortune telling or future event information, because we actually always have pathways of possibility in front of us, and energetically, whatever choice we make will definitely have an impact on the future outcome. So even if you go to a psychic and they access something called your golden web, which is the energetic membrane that surrounds you, you have 144,000 intersection points in your golden web that represent all of the available choices for you in this lifetime. Now, that person can't give you with 100% accuracy what's going to happen, because at all times you have free will, and you may or may not take that path. And depending on the choices you make, you are going to affect all of the other outcomes. So, you know, when you go to a psychic or a healer, they maybe can with 80% say, if you make this choice, this is what your outcome is going to be. But I don't look at the future, because I think when we look at what are the blocks and restrictions that are still affecting you from past lives, that's a tremendous amount of information combined with a person's soul profile, meaning their soul's purpose and lots of other different aspects of who they are at soul level. That's a tremendous amount of information for them to integrate and to start shifting the choices that they're making now, so that they can align with who they are as a divine being. So, yeah, we don't go towards the future possibilities or what could, you know, what could lie ahead, because we're all the powerful creators of our reality, and we're powerfully creating our reality all the time. So it really is based on, well, what choices are we making, and what are the energetic consequences of those choices? Because every consequence will have the same energetic resonance as the choice that created it. So when we think about that, you know, if we're creating something out of fear, we're making a choice out of fear, well, the consequence from that choice is also going to resonate with fear. So really the work is about bringing consciousness to, how do I live on a day-to-day basis? How am I being in my relationships? Am I showing up to a job that I loathe, that I'm energetically resonating with poverty consciousness and with fear 40 hours a week? How does that spill over into the rest of my life? So it really does bring awareness and consciousness to those types of things, so that a person can really take a look at themselves as a divine being and start stepping into their power.
Wow. That's really, really awesome. So in the listening audience, I see people on the board. If you would like to ask Rebecca any questions, feel free to call. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So in terms of your practice, do people specifically ask you for the Akashic Records, or do you, if a person were to contact you, do you determine if the person needs just coaching versus the Akashic Record versus the Akashic Record and coaching? How do you make the determination, or do the clients make that determination?
Well, I really, I do present all options for the person, but I do strongly recommend that a person begin with a soul realignment, Akashic Record reading and clearing, because it's very powerful for me to be able to coach them based on what I know to be their soul purpose. And so when a person knows what their soul's purpose is by looking at, again, the energy that their soul's vibrational spectrum is made of, it really does help them navigate the choices that they're making in their life. So I've done a soul realignment Akashic Record reading on all of my clients for coaching. I could coach them without that information, but I think that would actually handicap me in doing that, because it does really provide such a wealth of knowledge, and it really helps me laser in on the effective strategies for them to powerfully shift what's showing up in their environment. And the blocks and restrictions, the energy clearing that I do while I'm in the records, and then I give a person 21 days worth of homework, that also allows them to powerfully shift things. So without them doing that, yes, they can make changes in their life, but I do think that facilitates that process of healing.
I know for some people it's still somewhat abstract because if they are not familiar with it. So could you give like an example without, we're not asking for personal information, because an example so people can make it more real.
Sure. So, for example, one of the aspects that I look at is also something called a soul group of origination. So you've heard the term star traveler or star seed or cosmic lineage. So one of the things that I look at is to let a person know where their soul has been when it was at its origination. When Source first created them, where did they first incarnate? And we will sometimes incarnate into a third dimensional experience that resonates with us energetically. So, for example, my soul group of origination is a soul group that is extremely focused on transformation. And so, again, I had always been following that path of transformation, but I didn't know why. And my brother and I both actually have the same soul group of origination. And one of the things about our soul group is we really are drawn to water. Well, for a living, he creates waterfalls. Which is amazing to me. But knowing that about myself, the soul group that we have are really, they're really drawn to working with others and assisting them, but they do see the light in others, and they sometimes have difficulty seeing the shadow side of people. So they tend to take on projects, and that can get them into trouble, or they can be taken advantage of at times because they don't understand that sometimes people have negative intentions. So when I look at that soul group, and they're different for each person, it does allow me to work with them and let them know what their gifts are, and then, okay, here are the downsides. You can be taken advantage of. You might find that energetically you're drained because you're really giving all the time. You're very kind. You're very gentle. So we do look at, those abstract things that exist in the fifth dimensional, but I very much weave them into how is that showing up in your third dimensional reality? How can you use this in practical day-to-day situations? And so that's just one example. And then obviously knowing what your soul's purpose is, you might be an accountant, but at soul level, you're a healer, which is kind of where again, I found myself. I was doing business management, and at one point I worked at a law office, and I was balancing, million-dollar escrow accounts, and I'm like, why is this not fulfilling to me? I'm good at what I do. I like the numbers, and I like this, but it's because I need a relationship. I need interaction with others. I need to know that I can be contributing to their healing or to my healing. And, you know, sitting behind a desk for 40 hours a week is going to take a toll on me. And over time, that's not going to be rewarding. It's not going to nurture me. It's not my authentic self. It's not my truth. And so it's not sustainable for me to, you know, to be aligned with that for a long period of time.
Well, so the people in the listening audience who are also on the board that I see, if you would like to ask Rebecca a question about how you can access this information and get some information about your soul origination group, which I find really, really fascinating, feel free to call us at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, feel free to call us at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So for people who may feel out of sync with what they're doing, then they are not, then they're not in alignment, obviously. And the soul purpose or the soul origination information can give them more information about who they really are. And
yeah, and I think it also, you know, it really just helps us in a profound way to allow a person to show up as they are. And I know for me it's helped me in my relationships because I've been able to drop the judgment because, you know, going deeper in this work, I can just see that a person really is just being who they are at soul level. And some of the different soul groups, you know, they're maybe not super focused on achievement and success and climbing the ladder. There are some groups that really just are here to observe people and to just kind of be passive and allow things to kind of unfold in life. And I know in some of my relationships in the past, I would, you know, see how a person showed up and I might look at them and say, oh, they're being lazy, or they don't have a lot of goals, or they don't have a lot of drive. What's wrong with them? And shifting my awareness and just seeing that, you know, at a deeper level, that is their truth. And I need to honor that. I need to have respect for that. I don't need to judge that. I think that's been really powerful for me as well.
So can anyone access this information without going through the soul alignment process, you know, the training? How, because I know for me, I tap into it I just naturally. But how can people access this information and learn more about the Soul Origination Group, the Akashic Records? Do they have to, well, they can come and definitely see you and experience your wonderful treatments and coaching and sessions. But how else can someone do this? And also, too, people can contact you via, you do phone consultations as well, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
So for people who may be listening to the show in another state, Rebecca will be more than happy to talk with you and meet with you over the phone, and the possibility of Skype is also there. So there's so many ways. You don't have to see her face-to-face. Face-to-face would definitely be very empowering, but it's not the only way in which this process can take place. Because sometimes people feel like they have to be there live, but you don't have to meet a person face-to-face. But how can someone...
Correct, and I actually do the work remotely. So when I access a person's Akashic Record, it can take me... 4 or more hours to put the actual reading together because I am exploring past lives and situations that have occurred that are still affecting them today. And so I do have to put my, you know, spiritual detective hat on and do my work in the record. So obviously I'm not face-to-face with a person when I do that. I can, do the reading with them after that, and typically we do have that on the phone because I do record it so that they can access it at any time in the future, because there's so much information that's covered. They will want to listen to that a couple more times to process and to kind of bring that into their awareness. So I do find that to be very helpful. And yes, to find out more information about the Akashic Record, there's actually a lot of information on Google. So a person can Google, they can check it out on YouTube. There are many different teachers and modalities out there that teach a person how to access their own Akashic Record. So that is definitely a possibility, and a person can learn how to do that for themselves. Now, the Akashic Records are very private. So sometimes when people are imagining they're accessing the records, they're not necessarily accessing information on the soul origination or the soul purpose. So, you know, it is helpful to know what you're looking for and to be trained on that. So I do have to have expressed permission to read for a person. And, you know, I can read for them, and then I can also read for anyone who is close to them in their life that does have influence or impact on them. But it is forbidden to read a record without permission. And the Akashic Records are very interesting because they will reflect back to you what your intention is. So if you don't have a good intention, you will be given misleading information. So when I go into the records, I have permission, and it is always with the intention of reading for the highest path and purpose for my client. So those are just a couple things to understand. But, yes, we all do have access to our own record and are able to read that. It is helpful, again, to know what you're looking for because, again, if it's everything that has ever been for all lifetimes, then obviously that would be a tremendous amount of information.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've become overwhelmed by that. So when you say, when you say that you have to receive permission from whom?
From the person I'm reading for. So,
okay.
There is a security, it's kind of like Reiki in that, you know, they have the special attunements and they have the spiritual kind of passes. So, you know, I do have my teacher that I was certified from it, and she did, you know, review my record, make sure I don't have any blocks to truth. And there was a special attunement that I did, which allowed me to enter the records, and also kind of like a security pass. So there are different levels of the Akashic Records, and I know there are some people who are able to access higher levels. I have done the advanced training as well that does allow me to access a person's spirit guide team, and do a reading around the profile of each of their spirit guides. I also can do relationship readings, which take a look at two individuals, and they don't have to be in an intimate relationship. It can just be, you know, mother and daughter, or a friend, a coworker, business partnership. But it does allow me to look and see what's going on energetically between those two people, if they have shared lives before, what life lessons they're working on. So that's, you know, really powerful information as well. And then I do something called the life situation reading. So if a person feels like they have some things that are coming up, conflict at work, they're having financial issues, their dryer broke down, and they just feel like, you know, life is a little chaotic and they want to get to the root cause of all of those things going on energetically, sometimes there's actually links and things that you wouldn't think would be even related. But I can go deeper into the root cause to see what is producing those, because, again, we're always powerfully creating our environment and our reality. So that's always very helpful to look at as well. And a life lesson reading, which talks about the primary life lesson or life theme that a person is working with, and again, it's, you know, around an energy, and then 3 to 6 sub-lessons that a person will choose to work on in this incarnation. And those are really powerful, too, to just kind of go deeper on, you know, what are the energies I'm working with? Let's say someone's working with compassion or gratitude or patience or sincerity. And then we can look and see how it's showing up in different aspects of their lives, their relationship, their spiritual development, their career, finance, different aspects. So that's a really interesting reading as well.
It sounds very, very, very interesting. So when someone comes to you and you receive permission to go into the records, what are you doing? Are you looking at their time of birth and all of that? Are you doing an astrological write-up as well? Or how are you accessing the information? Because I know you said that you don't want them to give you a lot of information beforehand, but so what basically would a person expect when he or she is having a reading in person?
They would only give me their present name, name at birth, date of birth, and place of birth. So I don't do an astrological reading. I'm just following the specific protocol and modality that I have that takes a look at the specific things, such as soul group of origination, the soul purpose. I also look at physical history, times which they've incarnated that still serve as a period of soul's growth and evolution, as well as mystery schools or schools of thoughts and religions. Again, time periods in which they've incarnated and those religions have served their soul's growth and evolution. I look and see how many spirit guides a person has, if all of those spirit guides are aligned with their highest path and purpose. I take a look at a person's primary life lesson and also their soul's vibration rate, which can really give me some insight into their level of consciousness and have that information for when I guide them. And then there's some soul specializations, which are careers that we've served in between lifetimes, but we bring those traits and those skills with us into this life. And then also what a person's connection is to their higher self through their subconscious and in terms of a percentage, how connected they are. And then also I can look at them, the connection to their higher self in terms of their conscious. So subconsciously connected and consciously connected. So that's the soul profile piece. And there's a couple other aspects that we go deeper into. And then with the soul realignment, which is the second part of the reading, we go deeper into past life situations and choices that the person made. And there's, you know, vows and soul contracts and compassionate connections and perhaps a perception of unjustified karma. But those are things that can really impact us today that we take a look at. We always look at what's the choice that created the consequence that I'm still dealing with. So a person may feel like, you know, something from 7 lifetimes ago is still impacting them in their ability to have satisfying relationships. They might find they're very critical of themselves. They're very critical of their partners. Or a person might have an issue in their second chakra. So they're having problems manifesting abundance. You know, they have issues around that. So it really is very, again, specific. And every person that I read for is, you know, like their soul, it's a snowflake. So everyone is unique, and it really is a beautiful way for me to see how expansive source is and to learn about how we are the powerful creators of our reality. So I do get to see in a very profound way how we are creating what's going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And then after people access that information, because I know you said that there's a 21-day process or something like that, I think you mentioned, where they then go in and start doing inner work, a transformation period or something?
There's a 21-day clearing homework request that is given, and again, it's customed for what I found in your Akashic record. And so you were able to call upon your guides, teachers, and angels to help you transmute energies that you've been carrying around for a really long time. So that allows you to profoundly shift what's going on. So when I do an Akashic record clearing, I'm doing it in the fifth dimension. So it's immediate. It's at soul level. It's outside time and space. Now, as you can imagine, it takes more time to bring that into the physical reality because it's so much more dense here. So the 21 days allows us to connect in with our subconscious, our conscious, and our superconscious, and really ground that into our physical beingness. And I will also coach a person on making new choices because energetically what creates the loudest ripple is action. So I can clear until the cows come home, but if a person doesn't start making new choices, it's like the saying, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. So in order to create differently, we have to do differently. And so that's why the coaching is really helpful, because a person can feel that like they have a lot of fear that holds them back. But when they have a spiritual partner in this and someone who can lovingly move them through the transition and push through those fears that have been ingrained with them for lifetimes, it really does help them on their healing journey and in that process.
So this is the difference between this and some other things, is that you are going in there into the energetic field to help transmute and to elevate, whereas with a psychic reading, a person gets that information and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to change it. You get information about this can happen, that can happen, but you don't know how. You don't have the tools. You're not able to access tools to make your life change. So they're giving you the framework and the guidelines, and then people say, well, I went for this reading, and they said I was going to be happily married, have two or three children, and it never happened because nothing changed. So, so like you said, you cannot then attract to you anything differently because the energetic transmutation is not taking place. Now, with some people, they are very aware that there's something going on. Let me just ask, how can I phrase this question? I guess the question that I have is, when you know that you're not living your life to the fullest, and it seems like there are blockages and that there are blocks. Now, with the law of attraction, it states that everything that's on the outside of you, you're manifesting it from the inside, that there's something within you that energetically is drawing these things to you. So some people feel like that they can't get ahead, that they keep trying, they pray, they affirm, they do all of these things, but they feel like there's something external to them that is blocking them. Now, with Akashic Records, you can get into... what's the belief about that? Does in the Akashic, because with the law of attraction, there's no that is not true. But with the Akashic record, is there any validity to that way of thinking? To say, okay, I've done everything I can do. I've done everything, so it's not something that is within me. It's something external to me that's blocking me.
Yeah. So one of the most powerful things that I work with a person on is not living in victim consciousness. Victim consciousness is it's external to me. Okay? So when you step into powerful creatorship and you know that you're creating all of it, well, then you have to take responsibility for that, because with power comes responsibility. So with the Akashic Records, the whole purpose of me doing the reading and not just going in and energetically clearing is to bring awareness to the issues that a person has created. Because with the intention of elevating their consciousness, then yes, it will have more power to do the clearing work. So you are correct. We do have the golden web or the morphogenic field energetically that is around us that houses our emotional energy bodies and our mental energy bodies and our chakra system. It does contain the totality of our experience from different lifetimes as well as our family's lineage. And, you know, we have morphogenic fields for the cities we live in and our family and even where we work. I mean, everything kind of has a morphogenic field around it. But I'm looking at it on an individual level for a person. But when we have a tear in that, we are losing vital force energy. So I do look at where's the tear in a person's energy field. What created the tear, because, it's again, it's always a choice that you made, and how am I continuing to attract into my life, because we always attract to the level of our blocks and restrictions. Because, again, with the law of attraction, you don't resonate what you want. You attract in what you are. So energetically, there is that resonance that's being sent out as, you know, a satellite into the universe, and then we will attract like a magnet whatever is on that same energetic level. So, yes, we will recreate those same circumstances and situations again and again and again. Now, the reason for that is so that we will really put our attention on healing those core wounds and those aspects of ourselves that we need to heal. And when you have something that is in your energy field that you feel like is holding you back, you really do want to go deeper within yourself to find out what's going on. I mean, that's really what propelled me on my journey. I knew there was something off. I felt there were things that were off. And like the journey of a lot of healers, I went deep within myself to focus on that healing and then, you know, wanted to take that gift out into the world. But, yeah, absolutely, we will, through the law of attraction, bring those situations into our lives because they do provide that mirroring effect so that we can get the help that we need and the healing that we need. And it is through, you know, the situations and relationships that we are able to see that reflection of ourselves.
And then when the situation is healed, it's not that it won't show up, but you just won't have a reaction to it. It's just be like, oh, okay. You won't emotionally be resisting it or just having a strong reaction to it. You would have healed it. It's okay, I see this, okay.
Yeah, and then you can absolutely. Just go on. Or you can shift your experience in terms of what shows up. So both have happened for me. So, you know, prior to stepping into my purpose, the year that I took off to go deep into my spirituality, I still had tremendous amounts of fear. I would have fear storms. I would just be overtaken by fear about, you know, getting on with my life and stepping into my power. I just couldn't do it. And I grew up in, again, a family system where there was some emotional abuse. I had an older brother who really was very much a bully. And so I had some self-esteem issues. I had some self-love issues and being really hard on myself and definitely didn't want to be seen. And so there was a lot of work that I had to do to get to the point of being able to step out and, you know, share what I do with the world. And so the clearing work really helped transcend the level of fear and criticism and anger and frustration that I was carrying around with me energetically. It really, really, really powerfully shifted that for me. And as you said, I can look back at the traumas in my life, I can acknowledge them, but I don't have any kind of energetic response or reaction to them. They just were. That was something that happened to me. And before, when I would look at a trigger, I would feel it at a very deep core level. So absolutely, it does transmute that. But it also improves our relationships. My relationship with my partner has gotten tremendously better because he energetically was carrying around a lot of stuff, and I was. And so, you know, our traumas would intersect, and we would have a lot of anger and frustration. So there's so much more harmony and peace and just an honoring of who each other is at soul level and what their gifts are. And that has been phenomenal. And, you know, I think has really saved our relationships in a lot of ways because we can be more authentic in how we show up and not carry a lot around, you know, a lot of that resentment, which, again, it may feel like this person's bringing me this trauma, this person's bringing me this resentment, but they aren't. They're just being that, the person who's playing that actor in your role right now, your play. But that can have originated, you know, numerous lifetimes ago. It's just you haven't healed it. It doesn't matter who's reflecting it back to you. That person can change. You're still going to have that issue there.
So you're saying, okay, the way that I envision it is that someone is showing up as your teacher to reflect back to you. For me, we all came in to incarnate and we're going to play these various roles for our souls to heal. And when we get here at the density of the third dimension, just blocks that, because if we knew everything, there would be no need for us to come here for this journey. But when people show up, for me, it's like, okay, and if something is off, or if I'm having a reaction to them, then I'm looking at myself and say, okay, they reflect a part of you, like you said before, the shadow self, and you need to look at it, and I have a series. I said, don't get over it. Go through it. Because a lot of times people want to jump out of the emotion of not feeling good because it doesn't look good, smell good, taste good. They want to get to the happy, 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 happy feeling all the time. And my belief is that the emotion is there to show us something about who we are, the healing that needs to take place. And I think what you're saying now, which is so really really powerful, is Akashic records give you more information about, because of, like I said, the soul origination. I had vaguely heard of that, but didn't really know what that meant. So you now know that souls come together to do some healing work, and they're group souls that come together to do the healing work. And so once you look at it and do the work and don't run from it, then you look at it again and you have no emotional attachment to it. And then you go on to the next thing that you came here to do. So can someone have something shift, I guess, pretty rapidly? And that's what we call in the third dimension and experience a miracle. Does it take the 21 days, or can someone have a spontaneous healing or a reawakening, you know, in far less time?
They absolutely can. And I know, you know, people have had post-traumatic stress disorder, allergies, things like that have definitely shifted. You know, and this is actually work that is highly recommended for children and teenagers, you know, before they move through life and start, again, attracting a lot of the things that are in their blocks and restrictions. So it's very powerful work. But I want to speak to a point you made earlier about kind of numbing ourselves out. No, it's absolutely important for us to feel emotionally what's going on, because our soul is the processor of emotion. And so that's how our higher self communicates with us, is through emotion and feeling. And unfortunately, we live in a
society. Repeat that. I love that, because there I've seen people, and I've seen quite a few men who are metaphysicians and who are very popular in ministers and whatever, and telling people, just get over it. And I tell people, let me tell you, there's a pink elephant in the middle of the floor with a tutu, and she is exposed. So if you could pretend like she's not in the middle of the floor, you're tripping all over her, but she's there. And they're telling people, no, she's not there. She's not there. No, she's there. And you're pushing down those things that came to show you that this part of you deserves attention and deserves the support from you. It's nothing negative or bad. It's just that it is begging for your attention. And it feels uncomfortable, but that's the only way that you can. That's the barometer to let you know that it has not been healed. So, okay, I'm sorry.
No, absolutely. And that's the power of it. So whatever we resist persists. So if you're
exactly.
not allowing those emotions to communicate with you, to share with you what opportunities there are in your healing and what they came to show you, then you're missing a really important experience. And like I said, our soul is the processor of emotion. So it's how we know when we're on the right path. And mm-hmm. if we have a lot of struggle, if we have a lot of resistance, it's because we are pushing against what our desires are. And, you know, when we're on purpose, we know that we're energetically aligned to our desires. If my desire is to create and I'm, you know, doing my paintings and my drawings every day and I feel so aligned with that, I'm going to have an emotional response to that. If I am stuck behind a desk and I have an hour and a half commute each way to work and there's no creation happening for me that day and I feel really frustrated and angry, it's because I'm not aligned with my desire. So energetically at soul level, there are powerful energies that we're working with. They need to come out. They can either come out in a functional way or they can come out in a dysfunctional way, okay? Mm-hmm. And for the energy of creation, one of the dysfunctional ways is through addiction. So, you know, we get to choose how to channel that energy, but it's really important mm-hmm. that we're paying attention to that. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. we live in a society that teaches us that if we numb that out, if we just ignore it, it will just go away. And that's not how mm-hmm. energy works. Energy is in mm-hmm. movement, okay? Emotion, energy in motion. It's an extremely important thing to allow those energies to come up. And so, you know, when we numb ourselves out or, you know, we seek out drugs or medications, we're really quieting that voice and we're moving further out of alignment because we don't even know now what our higher self is trying to communicate to us. It's at such a low volume or not even there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's extremely powerful and important to understand that absolutely you need your emotions. And for anyone that, you know, encourages you not to do that, I would just, I don't know, I would really have to step back and try and understand their reference point for, you know, teaching otherwise, because that is how we connect in, mm-hmm. is through our emotion.
That's true. I think sometimes because some of the people who have been telling people this have been males, and it's a linear model, and I think it's because males have been conditioned not to feel. So when you're dealing with emotions, it gets into the area of feeling and being vulnerable. So if you can stuff them and still be use the cognitive processes in terms of just thinking your way through and not feeling your way through, then you can. That's more comfortable for male energy because that's how they've been programmed. And the people that I've seen, you know, who are popular, who've told people that for the most part have been males. There are quite a few who are males who are not saying that. But I like you, tell people, when people tell you that, just say that's not your truth. That can be their truth. Because I've heard someone who was a female say that too. You know, her thing was that she just isn't going to deal with emotions. And I've seen things really show up in a very interesting way in this person's life. So, and people then project the things that show up on others. They don't take personal responsibility for having attracted things to them. They're always fighting. They're fighting something. The government,
right.
their families, they're always in a tug with something. There's some battle that's always going on. And I've witnessed that. at different levels, there is a battle that's going on. They're engaged in some kind of struggle. And they're very, very resentful, you know. And they put on a mask of being happy, but they're really not, because they've been taught that those emotions that make them feel uncomfortable, like sadness or anger or whatever, are not good, so stuff them. And then I tell people, those emotions, once you address them and ask them why they're there, then they tell you, and then they dissipate, because they're like, I just want your attention. I'm not here to destroy you. I'm just here to show you that you're not feeling validated or you're not feeling in alignment, and that's why I show up. That's my sole purpose. So now am I talking with people and telling them that? They're like, oh, yeah, okay. But I think what you're saying now is so, so wonderful and so powerful, because the Akashic Records is another vehicle that people can use to access information and to know, because this society does not give you permission to do things that are not in alignment. There are people literally who, well, I think that they've changed now because of the government shutdown. People used to think that the government job was like they had died and gone to this mythical place called heaven. Oh, you got a government job, you can retire from it. And so when they had the shutdown, I said, the universe is just showing you that everything now has, you have to go within. There's nothing that's certain. But people were thinking that, okay, you get the government job, you stay in the job, you use this linear process, you don't... even though they hate it. That's why they have this term postal. They go to work. There were people who would sign up, and I know you've probably heard this too, Rebecca, working in the post office and looking forward to their retirement 30 years later. And they hated the jobs. They hated it. It was a slow death. So now we're seeing that, because they were not in alignment, as you said, with their true essence, because they felt they gave up all their power to something external, and that they could not be in alignment with something that they truly wanted to do, because, you know, they could make a living at doing what they wanted to do, especially if it were artistic. So they're like, okay, I'll give up on my dream, hate what I do, you know, have high blood pressure, have strokes, have diabetes, have all these diseases, because I don't know how to have something that's in alignment, that makes me feel good and make money. And people in the listening audience, and Rebecca, I want you to give your information, you should definitely contact her, because what she's saying tonight is so important. She's talking about giving you information about how to understand and know your soul's purpose. She's giving you information about the soul origination, about why you are incarnated or came onto this planet with a certain group of people. She's giving you information that will make you understand who you are at a deeper level, not just a topical, superficial level. Because some people feel so alone. Like you said, you were the six-finger base man, the five-finger hand in your family. So was I. Most people who are very high vibrational light bearers were the odd people out. So call Rebecca to get more information. She can help you not struggle with this and not go through pain with this and not feel alone and not feel that there are no options and no choices and not feel that no one understands you, because this planet has shifted after 2012. So things are very different. The tools you used years ago may not work for you now. So we have to use more sophisticated spiritual tools. So Rebecca, we have about more than 30 minutes left. But can you give people your contact information? And if you want to talk with Rebecca now, call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, in the listening audience, because I see people on the board, you can call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to ask questions about the Akashic Records and what you should do and all of that. So, Rebecca, what is your personal contact information again?
Yes, it's my phone number is 678-521-7178. My website is www.yoursacredtruth.com. And my email address is rebecca@yoursacredtruth.com.
I think your information is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. And speaking to your point, there's a favorite quote I have of Einstein, which says, "The intuitive mind is the sacred gift. The logical mind is its faithful servant. But we've created a society that has forgotten the gift and honors the servant." And I will share that, you know, I did have a lot of emotional shutdownness from growing up in my family. And, you know, I knew I wasn't honoring my truth. And so that did result in a failed marriage and profound sadness for me and the loss of a child. And so those things all happened for me to go deeper into, you know, what was going on with me and what did I need to wake up to. And so I really stepped out of the logic and the intellectual side as being the only way I could see the world because I had shut myself down so much because I was very sensitive growing up, and I grew up in an environment that was lack of emotionality, caustic, you know, didn't have any kind of emotional intelligence or awareness of such things. And so I felt, like you had said, odd man out. And, you know, I really thought someone had dropped me off into a foreign country and I didn't speak the language. So that began a lifelong journey of trying to find my truth. But I purposely made myself do the intuitive development work so that I could shift more back into my right brain. And I think that's an important thing to do, you know, to drop out of my head space into my heart space because it had become such a foreign notion for me because I had shut myself down so much. So I would say the last couple of years has really been me stepping into being vulnerable, me, you know, trying to come to have relationships with people from that non-guarded, open and non-judgmental way of interacting with them because we do start to create habits and ways of being that don't serve us. So, you know, healing is not flipping a switch. You don't do the clearing work and you wake up in the morning and your life is magically fixed because think how many lifetimes it's taken for you to create what you're working with now. How many lifetimes did it create for the blocks and restrictions to show up, for your ways of being to come into existence? So that's not going to be undone overnight, but it does start with awareness. It does start with knowing your truth because not very many people are doing their purpose, and most people don't even know what their purpose is. So that's the power of the work, is to shift that. Because we are, you know, entering into a new way of seeing the world and a new way of being. And the more people who can wake up to their truth and start living their truth, the more we're going to shift the healing on our planet. And it all does begin with us. And so that's, you know, the power of the work is being that person who wants to transform what's outside of themselves by transforming what's inside. And once we all start doing that in a massive way, we will, you know, shift the planet in the direction that we want to go in instead of resonating with fear and disempowerment and limitation and the solidly masculine energy. And I understand that masculine energy is important. I have masculine energy that I step into when I'm running my business. But there's also a need for the compassion and the soft side and the empathy and getting in touch with our emotional reality and our emotional, you know, interior, and bringing that into how we relate with each other. So I do, you know, thank you for bringing that up because it very much is about the energies that we are aware of and then what we're choosing to do and how we step into those.
This is so powerful. I just love talking with you and talking about this really important topic and having people go deeper, because I think the beauty of what you're talking about is that we get all the help on the energetic levels from our guides and our teachers, but at the end of the day, even by tapping into the Akashic records and everything, and like you said, for the 21-day period, each person has to do his or her work. And so I know people go to psychics because they want to feel good and they don't want to do the work. They would give you a blueprint, but you still, what they're telling you will not manifest if you continue to do something that's not going to attract what you want to you. And people, because it's tedious, it is painful, and you can no longer project onto someone else. When you have to look in the mirror and take full responsibility, and we're not saying that you should judge yourself. It's not about judging. You should be very gentle with yourself when you see these things showing up. It's just to say, when you know better, you do better. You do differently. So, but this is the age now of people shifting and taking spiritual responsibility with the guides and the teachers right there assisting us. But you have to do the work. People don't want to do the work. They want to blame, you know, certain religions. They want to blame jinn in Islam, which is another name for Satan, and in Christianity, the devil. You know, people like to project everything that's not working well onto something external to themselves, because then you don't have to look in the mirror and say, okay, I created this, so now I have to sit and get still and see how I created so I can work on with my guides and my information now in releasing this and healing the wounds. And we, because everything is fast. We have McDonald's. Everything here is fast. You know, the computer's fast. They're making everything at the speed of light. And people want it now. They want instantaneous healings. They want to feel good now, so they start self-medicating. So this is really important, I think, what you're talking about and saying. So I really thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be on here. And, yes, people do look for the quick fix, but, you know, when you're talking about them stepping outside of it feeling bad, how comfortable is it to be in a relationship that's not working for you? How comfortable is it to continue to go to a job that you hate every single day?
I know.
How does that wear on you? How does that energetically bring you down and then, you know, ripple out into every aspect of your life? Your life at all times is a direct reflection of your energy and your consciousness. So when you look around at what you've created and you don't like what you see, it really can help you to step up and say, wow, I created all of this. I'm taking responsibility for it. But what does that mean? It means I can uncreate this, and I can create something that's more in alignment with my truth. And so that's the power of taking responsibility. But when you live in victim consciousness, as you said, you blame everything outside of you. But blaming other people doesn't change your life. It keeps blaming other people doesn't change your life. It keeps you stuck. It keeps you where you are. It keeps you manifesting the lower levels of consciousness. It keeps you manifesting people who are also stuck in fear and anger and resentment. We are the average of the five people that we spend the most time with. So when you look around, are you around happy, loving, joyful, peaceful, abundant individuals? Or are you around toxic people who are negative and who complain about everything under the sun all day long? Because if you're around negative people, that will allow you to see certain aspects of yourself. Why are you resonating with that?
Why do you feel comfortable? Like, there's someone I know who looks at CSI programs constantly, and she says it doesn't really bother her. It's not soaking into her consciousness. And we have this discussion often. I said, it really is. She's like, well, she's not connected to it. She can watch it because it doesn't bring up any emotions. I've stopped the discussion because I see sometimes her personality gets to be really flat. You know, how you put a fishing hook into the person and you come back with air. And I see that the substance is, you know, is hard to grab. It comes periodically, you know, because she's a wonderful person, but I can see, I don't feel the energetic compassion. I don't. I don't feel the universal love that I feel with other people whom I know. Who, you know, she's a wonderful person. It's just that it's just something, and she's like a mentor. She's like a mentor to me. So, and you share these things with people, and they can't. They in her head, she's very convinced that it has no effect, no impact on her life, and I see it that it does. But they're not able to connect the dots.
Yeah, and that's actually extremely relevant and very much a part of why we look at soul group of origination. So when I tell a person what their soul group is, you know, they don't just have to have relationships or befriend another person of the same soul group. It just allows you to understand, like, the personality overlay. So in this third-dimensional reality, the Earth experiment, there are a lot of younger souls, and the younger souls are called Earther souls. And so they're not going to have, and this was my experience growing up. I had two parents who were both Earther souls. They don't have the same spiritual vantage point. So you're not going to sit down with these people and have a discussion about spiritually meaningful and depthful and higher consciousness discussions because they don't have those skill sets in their toolbox, okay?
Oh.
And this, again, goes back to honoring the person and who they are at soul level.
Oh,
so
that is so powerful.
When I finally got this, it dropped all the anger and resentment I had for how they had failed me because I was asking them to be something that they can't be no matter how hard they try. They don't have those skills. And so, you know, it's like us walking into a Mexican restaurant and ordering Chinese food. They can't prepare that dish, even if, you know, we wanted them to. They don't have the ingredients. They don't know how to do it. That's not what they make. It's the same thing with looking at who a person is at soul level. My parents couldn't give me what I was looking for, so I had to change the expectations I had when engaging with them. Okay, they could talk to me about weather and more third-dimensional physical experiences because the younger souls are into, you know, the physical side of life. And, you know, they could talk to me about that, but they couldn't have the really deep conversations. And I live at the 100-foot level, so I don't do superficial very well. And so that did make me feel like an outsider. You know,
I can't sit and talk
fashion and things like that. So, again, star travelers, star seeds, they're going to have a vantage that is them having incarnated into lots of different experiences and other dimensions and other realities. And when you have that, you have this really high-level perspective that allows you to take a look at the world around you and really make sense of that in just an uncommon way. But you can't, when you're engaging with others, necessarily expect that they're going to have that as well. And you can feel when you connect with a person energetically where they are. You can feel that. So that maybe can help you just when you look at, you know, the people in your life. It does help when you say, do they have the skills? Am I engaging with them as though they can meet that expectation for me, or do I need to find another person who can offer me that aspect, who can offer
mm-hmm.
me that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we're able to do that, I think it does shift us being able to just be allowing and show up with love and not having that judgment. And now I allow my parents to be who they are, and I can just love them for who they are. They don't need to be
mm-hmm.
what I wanted them to be. They can just be who they are, and I'm going to be receiving of that.
That is so. I've known it intellectually, but in terms of now, I feel it. Your having said that is so crystal clear, because there are people that I so want them to, and it's not that I think I'm better than or anything like that, but I resonate with people from the heart chakra. I mean, it's interesting because my energy is such that I came here as a child open to this experience. I never really understood why people had to fight or bicker. To me, it didn't make any sense. So, and I've learned now how to moderate what I believed and what I thought with people who didn't understand. But I so want people who are around me, I'm like, it's so easy just to give into love from a higher perspective, not the mushy, mushy love, but universal. To me, that's so in alignment with me. And when I step out of alignment with that, I feel off. But
mm-hmm.
on this dimension, sometimes people don't understand that. And I had someone say to me, like, she was a coach, one of my coaches, a former coach for me, business coach. She didn't really understand me, who was I, and she made some statements that were very interesting, and I really understood that she didn't get me at all. Not at all. She didn't really understand who I was, because she thought that I was not a person who was assertive and everything. And people who know me, you know, it's like, no, you have the wrong one, because I am very, very assertive, but I'm Cancerian. I'm a cardinal sign. I don't go straight at a person like someone who's a fire sign. I just don't do that. My nature is to get at a compass, but I don't have to be up in your face like that. So for her, I think she did not understand that energy, so then the coaching could not continue because she didn't understand who I was. So I think you're talking about this is really helpful, because I was born into a family where people, I felt like I was dropped from another planet into the family, because they never understood who I was, and I just had to decide that I can love them, but they cannot be in my life. Like, I had tried to have them in my life. I can accept them for who they are, but it just wasn't working. So, and I think people think because you're related by blood, you have to help people in your life up close and personal. Even though I accepted them, they could not accept me for being the being that I am. So I said, this is not working. So, I think people are really, like you said before, being in relationships, marriages, and jobs, trying to force it. And this is where they use religion. Oh, I'm just going to pray, and God will change it. No, the Creator is changing you to show you that if you're not feeling validated and honored, you need to look at that. And why are you subjecting yourself to abuse? Because something that is more in alignment with you is waiting for you. So, yeah, you can accept people, but you don't have to be subjected to abuse from people. And religion really makes that really blurred for a lot of people. It blurs it for folks, because they think that it means that they have to stay and tolerate, but it doesn't mean that at all.
Yeah, we were given free will, and I guess we didn't get that memo, because a lot of us want to be told what to do. And I
exactly.
find this is the biggest thing that holds people back. So when I tell someone, you know, you were created by Source, Source has no feeling on the matter of right and wrong. It's you're creating experiences all the time, because you are experiencing itself. That's the whole reason you're here. It's for Source to know itself more, okay? Because when you are everything that has ever been, how do you know yourself? So, you know, that's why Source created the individuated expressions of itself and gave us free will, so that we can powerfully create our reality and experience ourselves through that reality and our environment. But unfortunately, we have become very disempowered. And yes, a lot of organized religions have contributed to that. So we have this myth that there's something outside of us that wants us to do something. So then we should ourselves into our relationships, and we should ourselves into the jobs that we hate, only to find that we aren't happy, but we don't know how to get out of it. Because now we have the giant mortgage, and now we have the 3.5 kids, and, you know, tuition for their colleges and all these other things that we've stepped into, and we don't know how to course correct that. So we stay, and we numb ourselves out, and that becomes our experience. So, yes, it is, again, power comes with responsibility. So if you're in the driver's seat, if you're creating your life, then you have to be ready to make the decisions and learn what comes from those decisions. But that should be a feeling of freedom and power and, you know, being able to create on this blank canvas. And for a lot of people, it really scares them, and they have a lot of fear around that, because I think in our collective consciousness, there's still that pervasive energy of you're going to do it wrong, I'm going to judge you, you don't want to have people see you for who you really are, you need to hide behind the social consciousness mask, and you're going to do it wrong. And so people don't want to make their own choices. They want to be told what to do. You know, I do tell people when I work with them, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I can work with you on reaching alignment, but ultimately you're in the driver's seat. And you have to take ownership for that. And, you know, not making decisions is still making a decision. Staying in a situation which is not working for you, that's still making a decision. You're still going to have the energetic consequences for doing that. So, it's about enlightenment. It's about awareness. And that's the tagline for my company, is expanding awareness for the journey of your soul. Because when you know your sacred truth, that automatically will shift you energetically into, wow, I'm creating this. I'm making the choices. And, you know, when you step into that role and you start to create things and see the result of your labors, then it's very rewarding. And you do get that feedback, and then you want to step more powerfully into creating that. And I also work with entrepreneurs. I do business readings. So in the beginning you asked, why would I want to look at, you know, their Akashic record before I started coaching them? And now I think maybe you can understand, it's such a powerful tool to help a person step into their soul's purpose and then look at all the different ways where they're out of alignment. So the business readings look at, you know, who the person is at soul level, their purpose, and then their soul group of origination, because different groups operate differently in business. And then I take a look at all the different aspects of business, products and services, sales, marketing, contributors, and who's a contributor, business coaches, mastermind groups, anyone who works on your website, anyone who builds your logo. We look at all those different aspects. Also, investors, if you're looking for venture capital, and employees. I can look at an employee and see if they're energetically aligned with your financial intention. So when you have a financial intention, and I know what your energies are that you're working with, then it becomes, well, what's out of alignment for my financial intention? I want to create this every month. What's out of alignment? Is there copy on my website that doesn't resonate? Is there anger that's been infused because I had a copywriter who doesn't believe in what I do? All of those things are picked up in the Akashic records, because your business has an Akashic record. So it's fascinating when you start going down the rabbit hole of, you know, all the wonderful things that you can do. with the records, but you know, it's just fun. I love what I do, and
I can tell. It's so wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to give the listeners, an opportunity. Like I said, I see people on the board to call in. Call in now if you're listening on the computer and you want to talk to Rebecca beyond 9 o'clock. You have to call in now, otherwise the show will end at 9. Because I see people listen, you know, people on the board. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. The call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And if you're listening via computer and you want to talk to Rebecca, you have to call in now so you can be on the board because at 9 o'clock the streaming stops. But if you're on the board, then you can remain connected to the website, to the Blog Talk website. But if you're not, then it stops exactly at 9 o'clock. So, Rebecca, I would like you to... the remaining 10 minutes unless people start, and this is sometimes what people do, they will call or press 1 at the last minute before the show ends. But I would like for you to share with the listening audience again your personal contact information, how they can get in touch with you.
Definitely. My phone number is 678-521-7178. My website address is www.yoursacredtruth.com, and my personal email address is rebecca@yoursacredtruth.com.
I am encouraging everyone out there listening to definitely contact Rebecca. She has added more to the Akashic Records information than has been aired before, and she is excellent for those of you who are entrepreneurs. She can, as she says, your business has an Akashic energy, you have an Akashic energy, the people working with you will have an Akashic energy. Sometimes you have people who are not in alignment with your vision, and this will show you. That happened to me a few years ago. There was someone who was unintentionally really wanting to go, have me go into a different direction. And it wasn't my vision. It felt uncomfortable. And I knew it. We parted ways. But she had a vision that was very different than my vision, and she wasn't open to what I had to say. And I knew that we had to part. I just knew it. So we finally parted ways. And it was uncomfortable. And had I known that beforehand, I would not have allowed her to assist me with the different projects. She did an excellent job, but energetically it was off. So I think we can save a lot of time and effort and stress if we do our homework beforehand by having Rebecca, someone like her, look at the total business. Because when you go in business, hopefully you're going in business just not for the money, but the money is also a part of it, and we have to make peace with that too. And you're going in business to be of service to humankind and to the planet and to be successful. So talking with Rebecca, she can look at all facets of your life, your personal life, your career, your business life, your any areas of your life, your romantic life, in your past lives, to see the total person, because we only get glimpses of that every now and then, and we're dealing with this microcosmic view of who we are in this lifetime. But in talking with Rebecca, she can look at previous lifetimes and tell you how you came to be in this lifetime and what you came here this time, why you incarnated, and what you decided to work on, and to give you support to show you how you can definitely achieve the goals that you came here to achieve in this lifetime. So, again, if you would like to talk to Rebecca before we end, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. But I've heard too, Rebecca, from a lot of my listeners, when they hear topics that are new, or if someone is giving them information that they've not heard before, they tell me, "We want to listen, Jamila. We're there," because my numbers are strong. My numbers, I have had over 44,000 people now, so my numbers are strong. But they just want to listen. So if people don't call in, it's because they are really, really engrossed in the conversation and they're learning. So I'm so thankful to you for taking the time. I've learned a lot. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Okay, someone has clicked on. Okay.
Okay.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
My name's Pauline.
Pauline?
Yes. Greetings to you, Professor Jamila.
Greetings, Pauline. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You're calling from New York?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, from New Jersey. Okay. I know you, Pauline. You're a Facebook person. Okay. So you have a question for...
Yes.
Yeah, you have a question. A question for Rebecca?
I just called it. I have a question. I just got in my car, and I remember the show was on. I came from my class, and I remember the show was on, so I'm dialing. Actually, I'm driving, you know, in my car, and
mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting because I spoke to Rebecca, I think it was before Christmas. She gave me some information, and I sent an email to her, and for some reason, I doubt she received the email, because I know she would have replied. And since that time, I've been meaning to go in your archives to find her information. And then tonight, all night, I'm listening, and she's back on the show. So I'm very excited to hear that she's on here.
Rebecca, yeah, Rebecca is new. There was someone else.
Rebecca
is new. Yeah, I've had some other people talk about Akashic Records. Yeah, this is Rebecca's first time, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well,
yeah.
I was thinking of a question, and it came to my mind that I should ask her about my relationship, because, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I never really had good experiences with men, and I never got married, and, you know, and I started thinking when I was listening, it's like, you're talking about past lives. It's like, did I make a commitment that I wouldn't get married or something? Because I've never had that good love with men in relationships. And I said I just wanted to ask her what did she think about that, or what did she see concerning that in my life.
Yeah, hi, Pauline. Lots of times with relationships, it really, at a very deep level, is about the relationship we have with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like along the way you've had problems with self-love or with honoring yourself or really showing up for yourself?
Yeah, I did. At an early age, I had some traumas. I was from my stepfather, and, you know, that definitely did affect me throughout the years, you know, as far as trust issues and, you know, just feeling good about myself and, you know, other things that came up, you know, being a survivor, you know, that's what they call it, being a survivor. And now that I'm older, I went through some therapies and, you know, formal therapy, and then on my own, just trying to discover who I am. And I guess now that I'm older, I'm looking back and saying, you know, was it something besides that experience that I had that caused me to have issues in my relationship?
Well, yeah, and lots of times we can unknowingly create those experiences because of past life traumas that were still resonating in our energy field. So sometimes...
Rebecca, hold that thought for 1 second. I just want to tell people I'm going to extend the show because I'm not going to cut it off. But so if anyone else in the listening audience wants to call in, I'll call in now 1-818-572-8023, and you can press 1. You have to call in now because we only have a minute left, 1-818-572-8023, if you want to talk to Rebecca. because those of you on the computer will be terminated in 1 minute, and those of you who are on the board can ask your questions. Okay, I just wanted to tell them that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, the work is powerful because I can look at your energy fields. Sometimes a person will have a tear in the second chakra, and that can show up in their life as sexual abuse or sexual trauma. So, yes, there are a lot of things that go on with past life things. Sometimes we have vows of chastity or vows of suffering and sacrifice that are in our record that can create a lot of negativity. And if we're not aware of that, then, you know, that can show up as in us not having satisfying relationships. So, yeah, definitely it is very powerful to take a look at that. And see, well, why am I not manifesting this? Why am I not creating this? I have the intention. I have the desire. Yes. What else is happening there?
Right. That's what I felt that I should ask. Is, consciously, I feel, you know, the healing is a lifetime journey for me, but I felt that I've been in much better places where I'm conscious to know what's going on. You know, I know about my feelings. I know how to handle when I get those depressed feelings. You know, I know exactly what's going on. I am aware. I didn't, like, push it all aside, and I could talk about it. So I felt that I'm in a much better place where I could share my life and share my experiences with a mate, but it just never happened. So I definitely would love to call you and, you know, have a session with you and so you can tell me some more.
Yeah, I would really look forward to talking to you. And you're young, so, you know, powerfully creating that for yourself is definitely something that you can do. And this work is really powerful in allowing you to shift things so that you can be in wholeness and integrity prior to attracting a person who energetically matches where you are. And so that's why when we do the work on ourselves and we get ourselves into a state of integrity, a state of wholeness, we are going to have a partner who mirrors that back to us, that self-love, that respect, the high vibrational energy, the consciousness that we're looking for in a partner. And if
right.
we try to find that person when we are broken or we feel like there's, you know, aspects of ourselves that we don't like, they're just going to reflect that back to us.
Right. And then how much do you charge for your sessions, or how does that work? Maybe you mentioned it at the beginning of the show. I just started listening, so I probably missed that.
Yeah. So if you check out the website, there is a soul realignment reading and clearing, and that is the full reading that takes a look at who you are at soul level in terms of your soul purpose, your soul group
wow.
of origination, and many other aspects of your soul's truth. And then it also goes deep into the past lives, what are the blocks and restrictions that are affecting you that you're carrying with you energetically today. And that full reading is $397.
Okay.
There's also a reading that just takes a look at the soul profile piece, which is your soul's purpose and the other pieces that I mentioned. That one is $147. But the $397 does allow you to do the clearing work and to have the 21 days of energy homework that I will give you that allows you to powerfully shift that over the course of those 21 days so that you can bring that down into your physical beingness and start making new choices as you move forward.
Wow. Oh, that sounds great. And then how would you know, like, when I'm doing the work, like you said, 21 days, what kind of feeling would I have? Like, how would I know that it's actually, like, manifesting? What would be some evidence of, just curious to know, like, how does that work? What does that feel like?
Okay, so when you connect in with, you will call upon your guides, teachers, and angels, so you will feel energetically when you're connecting in, and I give you the specific meditation to do every single day for 21 days in a row, and if you skip a day, you do need to start over. But it allows you to connect in so that you can fully be engaged with the process. So I actually go and do the clearing work first on your behalf with your guides and the Akashic Records. And then after I do the clearing, it's the 21-day clearing that you're doing that allows you to further ground that into your physical beingness at a cellular level. So it allows it to come in into the third dimension. But you'll feel that because the clearing work literally raises your consciousness and it starts to shift the things that you are resonating with and attracting into your life. So the 21 days is a powerful time for those things to shift, but it continues to build upon itself. So over the course of the next month, even out from that, it just continues to get better and better. Now, obviously, it's also built around the choices that you're making. But when you have an increase in awareness and consciousness, and we go over a lot of the things in the records that allow you to have a heightened awareness around the choices you've been making, you can start to powerfully choose different things in the future that align with your truth. And that's the power of knowing your sacred truth. Because if you don't know what your truth is, how do you align with it? And so that really is the biggest shift, is getting you to understand your truth at soul level so that you can start making choices that are in alignment with that.
Oh, wow. Okay. So when someone experiences a traumatic experience like I did at a young age, so that throws off everything, right? It really messes with the chakras and messes with everything else in your destiny, right?
It's coming up in an attempt for you to understand that there's healing that needs to occur. And a lot of us have had those experiences. And so I highly encourage you to listen to the recording again. But, I had experiences when I was younger that I didn't really understand that created traumas for me. But because I experienced the contrast of not feeling love and feeling disempowered, well, then that desire was kind of planted inside of me to find ways to heal myself. So because that experience happened to you when you were younger, you've experienced what it feels like to want to have wholeness, okay? Because we can only really know happiness when we've experienced sadness. We can only really know wealth when we've experienced the opposite of that. So when you look at it from a different vantage point, you can see that that actually was there as an opportunity eventually for you to go deeper and to heal those core aspects of yourself that you may have been carrying around for lifetime after lifetime. And then you can powerfully shift that and start, creating what you're conscious of instead of the things that you're unconscious of that you're attracting through your energy fields.
Right. Wow. That sounds real powerful. Real powerful. And I definitely will give you a call, and I'll check out the website and also listen to the recording of the archives of this program. And I thank you very much for all the information tonight.
Well, thank you. Love and light to you. Yes, definitely reach out. I look forward to talking to you.
Same here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pauline, for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. So if there's anyone else that would like to talk with Rebecca, you can let us know. Okay? Have someone else on the line? Well, Rebecca, I thank you so, so, so very much. The streaming has left, but the recording is still going on, the live streaming, so I really appreciate it. I really learned so much from you this evening about the Akashic Records, and it's going at a deeper level. So the reading that you had mentioned to Pauline, the one for 397 or whatever, is comprehensive. It does everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the other one is only giving you the soul profile. And so what is the soul profile again?
That's your soul purpose, your soul group of origination, your soul vibration rate, the soul specializations, physical history, mystery schools that you have served in, different lifetimes, how many spirit guides you have, what your primary life lesson and several other different aspects of, you know, who you are at soul level. And then the realignment piece is the one that looks at the past life blocks and restrictions that are continuing to affect you today.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, like I said, the $300, $397 incorporates, encompasses all of that.
Yes, yes.
But this has been so wonderful. I really appreciate you and your time and all of the wonderful information that you've shared with not only with me but with my listening audience. And thank you. I would love to have you back in the future. And we appreciate you. And
thank
again,
you so much. It's been an honor. It's been an honor. And I love this work. I have a deep passion for it. So I could speak for hours about the Akashic Records and transformational work. So thank you so much for having me on. And I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And in closing, I would like for you to give your contact information again.
Yes, my name, Rebecca Lafferty. The phone number, 678-521-7178. The web address, www.yoursacredtruth.com. My personal email address is rebecca@yoursacredtruth.com.
Okay. Well, Rebecca,
thanks again.
Thank you so much. It most definitely has. So you have a wonderful week, and to the people who are still listening, you do as well. Until the next time, thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.